Welcome to the deep dive. You know, we try to look behind the curtain of everyday things here. So picture a forklift. What pops into your head? Probably a warehouse, right?
Yeah, moving boxes, pallets, standard stuff.
Exactly. Just, doing its job. But what if that machine, that workhorse, is actually living this kind of secret life? Like it has a dozen different jobs we never think about.
Intriguing.
Well, today that's what we're digging into. We're not just talking pallets. We're taking a shortcut to really understanding one of the unsung heroes of industry, the forklift truck.
Okay.
Our sources are saying these machines, they're tough, compact, really mobile, are way more versatile than you'd guess. They play these crucial roles everywhere with one source called it ant-like strength, and they can get into really tight spots.
Right. And that's our mission today, really, as we, dive into the material we've gathered. We want to unpack the top 12 key uses of forklift trucks.
Top 12, okay.
Yeah. To show you exactly how they help businesses move goods, sure, but also how they do so much more. We'll look at some, frankly, surprising places they turn up and how they boost productivity.
Okay, let's do it. Let's unpack this. We should probably start with the obvious place first, right? The warehouse.
Makes sense.
So warehouses, yeah, everyone knows forklifts live there, zipping around, moving stuff, lifting things onto those super high shelves.
The classic image.
But our sources, they immediately point out something important. Forklifts are just way more versatile than, say, a hand pallet jack. A pallet jack lifts things, what, a few inches?
Barely off the floor, yeah. Enough to
Wow.
move it, but that's about it. A forklift, though, that takes it right up to the top racks.
And that's the game changer, the height.
Well, it's not just the height itself, but what that height means. It unlocks all this cubic footage in a warehouse that you couldn't use otherwise.
Ah, okay, so you can stack higher, store more in the same footprint.
Exactly. Instead of needing acres of floor space, you go vertical.
Yeah.
It makes the whole operation more compact, more efficient. Huge impact on real estate costs, throughput. It's massive.
And they handle more weight, too, you mentioned.
Oh, significantly more. Plus, they can often tilt the load forward or back, which is really important for keeping heavy or, awkward items stable while moving and lifting.
Okay. But it's not like every warehouse forklift is identical, is it?
Yeah.
Are there special types for like really narrow aisles or super heavy stuff?
Oh, absolutely. For those super tight aisles, a standard forklift, what we call a counterbalance, might not fit or be able to turn.
Right.
So you've got specialized machines like side loaders that carry the load alongside the direction they travel, or multi-directional forklifts that can literally move sideways. They're designed specifically for maneuvering in confined spaces.
Wow.
And then for the really, really heavy stuff, like shifting entire shipping containers around a port or a huge distribution center, you're talking about massive 50-ton capacity forklifts. Serious machines.
50 tons. Okay. And it's not just the truck itself, right? The forks can be swapped out. I saw something about carpet poles.
Yeah, that's another key part of their versatility. You can attach different things to the front. A carpet pole for handling big, heavy rolls of carpet without damaging them. Special lumber and plywood forks designed to handle stacks of wood securely.
So one machine can do multiple jobs just by changing the attachment.
Precisely. It makes the initial investment much more cost-effective. And tying this back, for any warehouse manager listening, getting the right kind of forklifts, and crucially, investing in proper, thorough forklift training courses for the operators that can genuinely transform your productivity. It's safety, it's speed, it's using your space wisely.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense for warehouses, but let's switch environments. Construction sites, totally different ballgame, right? Muddy, uneven.
Definitely not a smooth warehouse floor. But forklifts are absolutely vital there too.
How do they manage the rough ground?
That's where you get rough terrain forklift trucks. These are built differently. Bigger, rugged tires, better suspension, sometimes four-wheel drive. They're designed specifically to handle uneven ground, gravel, mud. The typical construction site landscape.
Okay.
They're essential for things like unloading pallets of bricks or bags of concrete from a delivery truck, and then actually getting those heavy materials to the part of the site where they're needed. Imagine trying to move that stuff by hand.
Nightmare. Yeah. And do they use special attachments on construction sites too, like for bricks?
They do. There are specific block forks, sometimes called brick forks, designed to cradle bricks or concrete blocks safely. You also see tile forks, barrel forks, things with cutouts to hold specific shapes securely.
Makes sense.
They even help sometimes with clearing debris after demolition, moving heavier stuff away. Although the source does note that for the main demolition work, a bigger machine like a front-end loader is usually the better tool for the job. But for targeted moving and cleanup, the forklift plays a role.
Okay, this next one. This is where I thought it got really interesting. Loading docks. Not just warehouses, but like ship docks too.
Prime territory, yes.
Obviously, they load and unload pallets, but the source mentioned handling stuff without pallets and getting right inside trucks.
Yeah, that's a huge advantage. Their ability to drive directly into the back of a semi-trailer or a shipping container to place or retrieve a load is incredibly efficient.
Saves a lot of hassle.
It really does.
Yeah.
And think about ships. Some vessels have these really tight cargo holds or compartments where maybe a crane could lower something in and couldn't position it properly.
Yeah.
A forklift, though, it can often drive right in and place the cargo exactly where it needs to go.
Yeah.
It's that combination of power and surprising maneuverability.
That precision is key. Okay, so new goods, construction materials. What about the other end of the cycle? Waste, recycling centers. Do forklifts fit in there?
They absolutely do. It's another one of those maybe slightly unexpected but crucial
I am.
applications. Well, think about a recycling facility. They generate these massive compressed bales of cardboard, plastic, metal. Forklifts are essential for moving those heavy bales around the facility, stacking them, loading them onto trucks for shipment.
Right.
And while you can sometimes carefully slide forks under a bale, it's much safer and more efficient to use a specific bale clamp attachment. It grabs the bale securely from the sides.
Ah, okay. Like giant pincers.
Sort of, yeah.
Right.
And for loose materials like piles of aluminum cans, glass, or plastic bottles waiting to be processed, they often use hopper attachments to scoop and move large volumes efficiently. The source suggests something like an 8,000 to 11,000 pound capacity forklift is pretty standard for most recycling tasks.
Gotcha. And there was a safety note too, wasn't there, about not just pushing stuff along the floor with the forks.
Yes, very important. The source was explicit. Sliding forks under loose material and just, bulldozing it across the floor is
Yeah.
not an approved or safe way to operate. You need the right attachment, like a hopper or a clamp. Safety first.
Good point. Okay, sticking with waste and materials, what about just general dumping, like into a dumpster?
Yep, falls on nicely from recycling. Forklifts are surprisingly good at that too.
How does that work?
Operators can fit specialized hopper attachments onto the forks. These are basically big, sturdy bins. They can scoop up waste, lift it high, position it over a dumpster, and then often trigger a relief mechanism, sometimes hydraulic, sometimes manual, to dump the contents without the operator even needing to leave their seat.
Pretty efficient.
Very. And those same hoppers are useful for moving other loose materials too, like dirt or gravel. So you see forklifts used in landscaping work sometimes, moving earth, clearing outdoor refuse, that kind of thing. Dumping is definitely in their skill set.
All right, no, for one that genuinely made me do a double take when I read the notes, plowing snow, a forklift. Really?
Laps. Yeah, it sounds odd, doesn't it? But it's a brilliant example of just how adaptable these machines can be.
So how does it work? Do they just push it with the forks?
No. You get a dedicated blade attachment, basically a snowplow blade,
Yeah.
that mounts onto the front forks. And it transforms the forklift into a pretty effective snowplow for clearing driveways, parking lots, loading docks, basically relatively flat areas around a commercial or industrial site.
Okay, maybe not clearing the highway, but for a business's own property.
Exactly. It's not for heavy-duty municipal work, but for keeping your own site operational in winter, it's incredibly handy. And bonus, that same blade can often be used in other seasons to push around dirt, gravel, or other light materials. So it's multi-use,
Yeah.
maximizes the investment in the forklift.
That's clever. So, okay, they move heavy stuff, clear snow. Can they clean up inside, like sweeping?
Believe it or not, yes.
Yeah.
Another surprising attachment.
What is it this time?
Brush sweeper attachments. These slide onto the forks, get secured, and have these really dense, stiff bristles. And they're designed to sweep up a whole range of debris. Not just dust, but things like wood shavings, sawdust in a workshop, coarse dirt, small rocks, even broken bits of pallets off a warehouse floor or an outdoor loading dock.
Wow, so quite heavy duty sweeping.
Definitely. And there are even versions with twin rotating brushes that actively scrub the floor as they sweep. It just leverages the power and mobility of the forklift for, heavy-duty cleaning tasks where maybe a person with a broom or a small push sweeper wouldn't be practical or efficient enough.
Okay, let's maybe circle back to something that feels more like a core forklift job, but maybe with a bit more nuance. Stacking.
Right, a fundamental function.
Obviously, they lift things onto shelves, but what's the deeper value in just stacking items?
The key benefit is really about maximizing vertical space and organization. Forklifts are just incredibly good at creating neat, stable stacks, especially of palletized goods.
Right.
So even if you're not moving the stack very far, maybe just within one area, the forklift's ability to lift vertically makes adding to or taking from a high stack really simple and safe. And it works just as well for creating orderly stacks directly on the floor. It's all about using that upward dimension efficiently, which improves inventory control and keeps the workspace tidy.
Got it. Okay, now, this next one, moving people. This sounds potentially hazardous.
It can be if not done correctly, which is why the safety aspect is absolutely critical here.
So how do you safely lift a person with a forklift? You don't just have them stand on the forks, sure.
Right, absolutely not. Never, ever stand on the bare forks or on a pallet or any kind of makeshift platform. That's incredibly dangerous.
Okay, so what's the right way?
You have to use a purpose-built personnel platform or safety cage. These are specifically designed attachments that securely mount onto the forks. They have guardrails, often enclosing the person up to waist height or higher, a non-flip floor, and usually a gate or chain to prevent falls.
Ah, okay, a proper cage.
Exactly. When used with the correct, approved safety platform, a forklift becomes a really useful tool for lifting people to do tasks at height. Think changing light bulbs in a high ceiling, accessing high shelving for inventory checks, maybe some minor maintenance or repairs.
Sort of like a mini cherry picker.
In a way, yeah. For tasks within a certain height range, it can do the job of several other pieces of equipment, potentially saving time and money, provided it's done with the right safety gear. Safety is non-negotiable with this one.
Understood. Okay, so we've been mostly in industrial or commercial settings. What about farms? Do forklifts show up there? Tractors seem like the main machine on a farm.
Tractors are definitely indispensable, no question. But a forklift can add another layer of versatility, especially on perhaps smaller or more diversified farms.
Like how?
Well, think about moving large, heavy hay bales. With a bale clamp attachment, similar to the one used in recycling, a forklift can easily lift and transport bales from a storage barn to where the animals are fed.
Okay, yeah, I can see that.
And while really large agricultural operations might have very specialized loaders and handlers, for a smaller farm, having a forklift, maybe a rough terrain one, can be incredibly useful for all sorts of tasks, moving feed sacks, equipment, materials for repairs. Our sources point out there's just such a huge variety of forklifts available, from compact indoor electric models right up to those big pneumatic tired ones we mentioned for shipping containers. That adaptability means there's likely a forklift suited to many different environments, including farms.
Makes sense. And thinking about working at height again, like with the personnel platform, what about just reaching tricky spots for, say, cleaning high windows or fixing something on a ceiling?
Yeah, that's another great application, often using a specific type called a telehandler forklift truck.
Telehandler? What's different about that?
A telehandler, or telescopic handler, has a telescopic boom that can extend forwards and upwards, much further than the standard vertical mast on a regular forklift.
Ah, so it has more reach.
Exactly. Much greater reach, and often a higher lift capacity at reach. So, if you put a personnel platform on the end of that boom, you can safely get workers up to much higher or more awkward spots. Think accessing high ceilings for repairs, cleaning tall windows, maybe doing some exterior decorating or maintenance work. It dramatically expands the possibilities for elevated access compared to a standard forklift. It's about getting people safely and efficiently to places that would otherwise need scaffolding or maybe a dedicated aerial work platform.
Very versatile. Okay, we're nearly through the list. Our final key use is about handling something very specific.
Right.
Drum barrels.
Right. Handling drums, which often contain liquids, sometimes hazardous ones, requires real precision.
The special attachments again.
Absolutely. There are several types of forklift drum attachments. Some grip the drum around the middle, others might clamp onto the rim. They provide an incredibly secure grip for lifting and moving these often heavy and unwieldy barrels.
Is it just about moving them, or can they do more?
That's the really interesting part. Some of these specialized drum handlers don't just lift and transport. They're designed to allow the operator to carefully tilt the drum and even precisely pour out the contents.
Wow. Okay, so it becomes part of the process, not just transport.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Imagine needing to dispense a specific amount of liquid from a heavy drum into a smaller container or a mixing vat. A forklift with the right drum handling attachment can do that safely and controllably, often without the operator leaving the cab. It shows that forklifts aren't just movers. They can be integral tools in quite complex industrial processes.
Okay, so 12 uses. When you lay it all out like that, it really paints a different picture, doesn't it?
It really does.
Our starting idea, the forklift just being a warehouse machine that was barely scratching the surface. We've gone from warehouses to construction sites, recycling centers, farms, loading docks, even clearing snow and cleaning floors.
Yeah, the range is pretty incredible. What's fascinating, I think, is how this one fundamental machine concept, lift and move, becomes so adaptable. Through all these clever attachments and specialized designs, like the rough terrain or the telehandler, it becomes this permanent, indispensable fixture across almost every industry you can think of.
Mm-hmm.
It's quietly solving all these diverse problems day in, day out, in ways most of us just, you know, never even notice or consider. It's a real testament to smart, practical engineering.
It really is. So maybe something for you to think about as you go about your day. When you next see a forklift, maybe on a building site or near a loading bay, remember this conversation and perhaps wonder what other common machines around us are hiding this whole world of unexpected uses, quietly keeping everything moving. This dive definitely changed how I see the humble forklift.